Your brain has a dirty secret. It's designed to keep you exactly where you are. Every January, millions of people pledge to transform their lives, lose weight, start businesses, learn languages, only to find themselves back at square one by Valentine's Day. We blame willpower, motivation, or character flaws. But the real culprit? A walnut-sized cluster of neurons called the amygdala, your brain's ancient alarm system that perceives change, even positive change, as mortal danger. This fear response explains why 80% of New Year's resolutions fail, why gym memberships gather dust, and why brilliant business plans never launch. What if the solution isn't trying harder, but trying smaller? Japanese philosophy offers Kaizen, the art of improvement through steps so microscopic they slip past your brain's defenses entirely. 1 minute of exercise, one sentence written, $1 saved. These laughably tiny actions have transformed Olympic champions, revitalized corporations like Toyota, and helped countless people achieve what aggressive willpower never could. Your brain evolved in layers over 500 million years. Reptilian brainstem for breathing, mammalian midbrain for emotions, cortex for rational thought. When you attempt significant change, your amygdala treats ambitious goals like predators, flooding your system with cortisol and shutting down your creative cortex. That hour-long workout feels impossible. That business plan becomes overwhelming. We disguise this fear with clinical language: stress, anxiety, overwhelm. Children say plainly, "I'm scared." Someone joins a gym, commits to daily hour-long workouts after years of inactivity, then quits within weeks. Their amygdala perceived this dramatic shift as threat. Kaizen works because microscopic steps don't register as threats. Marching in place for 1 minute? Your amygdala doesn't wake up. These tiny actions create new neural pathways without resistance. The person who starts with one push-up daily eventually does 50, not through willpower, but through gradual neural rewiring that bypasses fear entirely. Questions engage curiosity and activate problem-solving centers without triggering defensiveness. Your hippocampus pays special attention to repeated queries, making questions powerful programming tools for your mind. Scale matters enormously. Ask, "How can I lose 50 pounds?" and your amygdala sounds alarms. Ask, "What's one small step toward better health today?" and your cortex explores possibilities. Engineer Perry Spencer's curiosity, "Why would radar melt my candy bar?" led to microwave ovens. Small questions keep fear dormant while creativity flourishes. Grace couldn't commit to relationships despite wanting partnership. Rather than confronting her terror directly, her therapist suggested daily questions. What would my ideal partner be like? What small caring act would I appreciate? Within 6 months, she met and married someone matching her newly clarified preferences without triggering paralyzing fear. Questions work both ways. Asking, "Why am I such a loser?" focuses energy on inadequacy. For clients with low self-esteem, recording one daily positive thought transforms outlook within weeks. Choose one question and repeat it consistently. If I were guaranteed not to fail, what would I be doing differently? Consistency matters more than the specific question, as long as you ask with kindness. Mind Sculpture rewires your brain through comprehensive mental rehearsal, engaging all senses, creating neural changes within minutes that mirror actual practice. This isn't mere visualization, it's full sensory immersion. Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps mentally rehearsed races each morning. When his goggles filled with water during an Olympic final, he maintained rhythm and won gold, having practiced swimming blind mentally. Research confirms mental practice creates similar brain changes to physical practice. Piano students who imagined exercises showed comparable neural development to those who physically practiced. Michael, a supervisor who avoided employee reviews, spent 30 seconds daily imagining giving positive feedback. Within 3 months, department morale soared. A woman with narcolepsy overcame pill phobia after one session. To practice effectively, identify a challenging task, commit seconds daily, imagine the scenario through all senses, sounds, smells, textures, emotions, and envision positive outcomes. Even 15 seconds daily imagining enjoying vegetables prepares you for actually eating them. Mind Sculpture works for beginning new habits, maintaining established ones, or when temporarily unable to act physically. Small actions form Kaizen's core. By taking steps so minuscule they seem ridiculous, you overcome obstacles that previously defeated you. These actions require minimal time and zero money, perfect for busy, budget-conscious lives. When a struggling medical clinic faced high patient disenrollment due to long wait times, they implemented tiny changes. Receptionists explained delays, nurses apologized, doctors thanked patients for choosing their practice. Wait times remained unchanged, yet patient satisfaction doubled and defections dropped 60%. Simply adding "I apologize" and "thank you" transformed the experience without expensive software or additional staff. Julie, a time-starved single mother, began marching 1 minute daily in front of her television. She gradually increased to commercial breaks, then continued during programs, eventually reaching 30 minutes of daily cardiovascular exercise. Another woman bought an expensive treadmill but couldn't use it. She began by simply standing on it while reading her newspaper, then added 1 minute of walking weekly, eventually running a mile daily. Research confirms even 4 minutes of daily exercise improves aerobic capacity by 10%, the same improvement from 20-minute sessions. For healthier eating, discard just the first bite of an unhealthy snack. For saving money, start with $1 daily. Rachel, a mid-40s smoker with respiratory problems, repeatedly quit, then relapsed. Her first small step, calling her therapist's voicemail daily with, "Hi, it's Rachel," then calling before smoking without pressure to quit. After a month, she added 2 minutes of daily journaling. These steps gradually rewired her brain to consider human connection when upset, unconsciously reducing smoking by 30%. As she reached out to real friends, she successfully quit and remained cigarette-free for 2 years. Small problems ignored become crises. Small rewards given consistently create lasting motivation. These twin principles, early problem detection and micro-recognition, form Kaizen's maintenance system. Toyota revolutionized manufacturing when manager Taichi Ono allowed any worker to stop the assembly line upon noticing defects. Aircraft carrier crews constantly inspect for foreign objects and analyze every landing deviation. Organizations that cannot afford failure excel at detecting weak warning signs. We often miss warning signs at critical junctures, when starting something new, nearing completion, or during crises. Laurel overlooked her husband's lack of empathy during courtship. Her marriage suffered. New York City's crime epidemic seemed unsolvable until William Bratton applied broken windows theory. Addressing small problems consistently dropped subway crime 50% in 27 months. Small rewards aren't merely sufficient, they're optimal. Micro-incentives stimulate the internal motivation required for lasting change, while large external rewards can inhibit intrinsic motivation. Southwest Airlines uses creative modest incentives, $5 food vouchers, love reports highlighting achievements, and on-the-spot recognition cards. Studies show 79% of workers feel most appreciated through simple gestures, like hearing "thank you." Jack Stupp's journey from severe rheumatoid arthritis to Mr. World bodybuilding champion began with tiny self-acknowledgments, praising himself for getting out of bed, rewarding himself with a favorite song for walking to the gym. The perfect reward should be appropriate to both goal and person while remaining free or inexpensive. A specific compliment, 10 minutes with a favorite book, or permission to watch a show while exercising. Kaizen isn't temporary. It's a daily philosophy. Revolutionary changes often spring from ordinary details. Edward Jenner discovered the smallpox vaccine by noticing milkmaids didn't contract the disease. An American Airlines flight attendant's observation about uneaten olives saved $500,000 annually. George Demestral's attention to burrs on his dog created Velcro. Small moments reveal direction and strengthen relationships. Dr. John Gottman predicted relationship success with 93% accuracy by observing daily interactions. Positive attention must outweigh negative 5-1. These weren't grand gestures, but small moments. Using a pleased tone when your partner calls, inquiring about their day, putting down distractions when they enter. Praise personality traits, not just services. "I love how excited you get going to movies" makes partners feel loved as people, not appreciated merely for what they do. Kaizen's profound potential lies in understanding that small acts of kindness transform ourselves and humanity. The most meaningful changes come from consistent small actions: a minute of exercise, a thoughtful question, a moment of genuine attention. The journey matters as much as the destination, beginning with one impossibly small, perfectly achievable step you can take right now.